From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week. The United Nations Refugee Agency says migrants were in three smuggling boats that wrecked in the Mediterranean Sea. The survivors of the shipwrecks were taken to Italy. The Italian Coast Guard says more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean in 16 different operations Friday. Iraqi security forces have surrounded the city of Fallujah on four sides ahead of a planned offensive. Fallujah, a Sunni stronghold, has been held by the Islamic State group longer than any other city in Iraq. IS fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. While some 800 people have managed to escape, thousands of others have not. Humanitarian agencies are repeatedly calling for civilians to be allowed to leave the city. Relatives of a Pakistani taxi driver who was killed in last week's U.S. drone strike targeting the leader of the Afghan Taliban have formally lodged a police complaint against unnamed U.S. officials. The driver was transporting Taliban chief Mullah Mansur when missiles fired by a drone struck their car in Pakistan's Balochistan province, killing both of them. Iran's state media said Sunday Iranians will not be able to make the Hajj pilgrimage this year. According to Iran's IRNA news agency, the decision was made following the failure of the two governments to reach an agreement on terms for this year's Hajj. Iran accuses the Saudis of creating obstructions to an agreement. The Saudis say Iranians were demanding extra privileges. This is VOA News.